Christmas, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse.
And almost Happy New Year. I'm Bob. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Bob, as you look back at 2021, what memories stand out to you most?
You mean aside from getting COVID?
Yeah.
Well, my wife and I became empty nesters now that our grown children have moved out on their own. And Jesse, we just recently had a milestone in the club. We've had members in more than 100 countries and territories.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior readers are growing too, in size and in number. And personally, my grandkids, they just keep getting cuter.
I've seen pictures. And 2022 is the 35th anniversary of Adventures in Odyssey.
And Clubhouse, too. Can you believe it? 35 years is a long time to do anything. But one person who's been going strong the entire time is Katie Lee, the one and only Connie Kendall.
Katie's performed in more Odyssey episodes than anyone else. And in fact, she was there before Adventures in Odyssey started, in the test run sort of pilot series that came before it called Family Portraits.
Katie made her debut in the drama titled The Letter, and that's what we'll be hearing today. She wasn't playing Connie, but I'm sure you'll hear some similarities to her most famous role.
Be sure to stay tuned after the show to hear a few words from Katie herself about recording this drama.
And now, sit back and enjoy The Letter.
Stacy, are you still on the phone? I just heard your dad drive up. Come on now and help me get dinner on the table.
Just a minute, Mom. I'll be right there.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago. Tell Linda you'll call her back later after you... Oh, hi, honey. Welcome home.
Can you believe it? They're ripping up the pavement again down on Mountain Avenue. Had the traffic backed up all the way to Central.
Oh, that's right. I heard they were going to do that. I'm sorry. I meant to tell you.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Ah, smells good.
And it's just about done, too. Go get cleaned up, honey. We're about ready to eat.
Where's Stace?
In her natural habitat on the phone.
What a dumb question. She's not sleeping. She's not shopping. Where else would she be?
Where are you going?
I think I'll go reach out and touch someone.
Oh, Stan.
That sounds great. Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask my mom.
Ask your mom what?
Just a minute. Hi, Daddy. Nothing. It's nothing.
Come on, I heard what you said. If you can ask your mom, you can ask me.
Linda, hang on, okay? Well, all my friends are going down to the mall later, and I just wanted to know if I could go too.
Well, what are you going to do down at the mall?
I don't know. Just look around, get some ice cream or something.
Well, how are you going to get down there?
Linda's going to drive.
Linda who?
Linda Miller, my best friend from school. This is her on the phone.
Does she have a driver's license?
Daddy, of course she's got a driver's license.
How long?
I don't know. A while.
How long?
A couple of weeks, I guess.
No way, Stace.
Are you saying I can't go?
No, I just don't want you riding with somebody who's only had her license a couple of weeks.
So how am I supposed to get there?
I'll take you down later.
What? In your truck?
Yeah, in my truck. You got a problem with that?
Daddy, I don't want all my friends to see me drive up in your truck, especially with you driving.
And just what is that supposed to mean? Am I that much of an embarrassment to you?
No, it's just...
Well, forget it, then. If you're ashamed of your own family, then you probably shouldn't go anywhere tonight. You just tell Linda you'll see her at school on Monday.
Daddy!
You're not going to tell her? Okay, I'll tell her. Give me the phone.
No!
I said give me the phone.
Daddy, please!
Hello, Linda? This is Stacy's dad. She's going to be staying home with her family tonight. Yeah, she'll talk to you on Monday. Goodbye.
Daddy, how could you? That's my best friend. I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Hey, what's all the shouting about? Dinner's getting cold.
Your daughter doesn't want to be seen in public with me.
Oh, Stan, I'm sure she didn't mean
that. So you're
that.
On her side, too, huh?
No, I'm
I don't
not
care.
Anybody.
I don't care. I'm going to go work in the garage.
But what about dinner?
Put a lid on it.
Stan. Stan, I wish you wouldn't walk out on me like that.
I didn't walk out on you. I just walked out.
Do you want to tell me what went on out there? What's this about Stacy not wanting to be seen with you?
That's what I said.
Yes, but what did she say?
Okay, look, I went out to say hello and ask her to get off the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then she stormed off into her room. Honestly, I ask an innocent question, I get attacked and insulted.
But was that any reason to humiliate her in front of her friend?
You want to talk about humiliation? How do you think it feels to have your daughter tell you that she's ashamed of you?
Oh, Stan, you know how kids are. She just wants to be independent, that's all.
Independent, yeah, right.
Stan? Stan! Stacy, honey, can I come in?
Go away! I just want to be alone!
Come on, Stacy. I thought we were friends.
Yeah, but you're on his side.
Honey, I'm not on anybody's side. I just want to talk to you. Now open the door, okay? That's better. Now why don't you tell me what happened?
I just wanted to go out with some of my friends. And Daddy wanted to take me in his ugly, greasy old truck.
And
then he took the phone away and humiliated me in front of my best friend. How could he do a thing like that? Doesn't he have any feelings at all?
Oh, honey. Stacy. Stacy, you know, your dad thinks you're ashamed of him. That's a terrible thing for a man like your father to feel, Stacy. We don't have the nicest house in the neighborhood. Or drive the nicest car. We're certainly not rolling in money, Stace. But your dad works hard, and he makes a good living. And he loves us, and he takes care of us. Not everybody can say that.
I know. But if he really loved me...
Don't you think he really loves you?
I don't know. If he does, he has a weird way of showing it.
Well, maybe he does. But that doesn't mean he's any less sincere. It just means you have to listen a little closer.
Why me? What about him?
Stacy, the only way we can change someone else is by changing ourselves. Maybe if you just reach out to him a little bit.
Yeah, he could bite my whole hand off.
Stacy, be fair. You're not always the easiest person to live with either, you know. Am I right?
I guess.
You know, your dad used to be a lot more open with his feelings.
What happened?
Well, he's gone through some hurts, some disappointments. A lot of his plans didn't work out the way he expected them to. Did you know he wanted to be a writer?
Daddy?
Yes, and he was pretty good, too.
Why didn't he do it then?
Well, he sent in a few articles. They were good, but not what the publishers were looking for. That's what the letters said, and he was going to night school, studying writing, but he had to quit. You see, we had a baby on the way. So he took on a second job.
You mean he quit because of me?
No, don't think of it like that. Here, I want you to read something.
What is it?
It's one of the few things your dad wrote that I managed to hang on to all these years. It was in your baby book. It's for you, honey. We were going to save it till you were a little older, maybe when you graduated. But I think you need to see it now. Read it out loud, Stace.
Dear Stacy, it's hard to believe that 12 months have passed since the day you came into our lives.
It seems like such a short time ago that you were just a question mark in our minds. We wondered how your precious new life would affect us and how we would affect you. You see, we were both a little intimidated by the idea of parenthood. I was right there when you were born. I couldn't wait to see if you'd breathe. When you opened your perfect little mouth and cried, it was the sweetest sound I'd ever heard. Later, I stood for hours at the nursery window just watching you sleep. When the nurse finally kicked me out, I just wandered around the hospital corridors asking myself, now what do I do? Well, a full year has gone by, and to be honest, I still haven't figured out the answer to that question. Even so, I was sure of one thing. There was a special bond between you and me right from the start. I knew it when I noticed how perfectly your head fit on my shoulder when you nestled it against my neck. I knew it the first time you smiled at me when I came home from work or held my hand or hugged my leg. I knew it when you got the flu on Christmas Eve and I held you in my arms all night long so that you could sleep. I knew at the time I leaned down to kiss you goodnight and for the first time, you kissed me back. I wonder how time will change our relationship. You're barely a year old, but you're already very different from the helpless bundle we brought home from the hospital. Each time you make a new discovery or master a new skill, my pride and excitement are dimmed when I realize that now you need me a little less. Will I be outgrown someday, like pajamas with feeties and squeaky teddy bears? Stacy, one day you'll read this, and by then your childhood will have become just a memory. I pray that as that time draws near, our relationship gains depth, not distance. That when you're grown up enough to stand apart from me, you'll choose, even so, to keep your heart close by. Your daddy's love is as strong and real today as it was when you first saw the light of day. I hope that nothing happens to drive a wedge between us, but I promise you this. Whatever struggles we face, whatever thoughtless or hurtful things we as fallible humans may do to one another, that love will grow with you for as long
as I live. Your dad. That doesn't even sound like Daddy.
Trust me, it is.
Do you think he still means that?
More now than ever, Stacy.
I still can't believe Daddy wrote that. It sounds like it came out of a book.
I told you he was good.
How come he can't be that good in person?
It's not always easy for a man like your dad, or for most men, come to think of it. Well, they don't often communicate the same way women do.
What, too macho?
That's part of it, I guess. But sometimes nobody teaches them to do anything different, Stacy. It takes a lot of patience and love to bring them out. If you could just let him know he's still got a place in your life, he'd feel a lot better about letting you live it.
Are you saying that he's insecure?
Well, yes, sometimes. Right now he is, anyway.
Wow.
Is that so surprising?
Kind of.
Haven't you ever felt insecure?
Yeah, all the time. It's like a way of life, especially at school.
Well, I guess so.
Hey, but I'm a kid. Kids are supposed to be insecure. Daddy's grown up.
Do you know the difference between an insecure child and an insecure adult?
No.
The insecure adult can vote. Well, maybe some of the details change, but it feels pretty much the same.
Well, it's still no reason to embarrass me in front of my friends.
No. No, it's not. So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. What do you think I should do?
Don't look at me. Stacy, I think I'll leave you alone for a while now. I'm sure you'll think of something.
Thanks.
By the way, I think your dad's working out in the garage. Just thought you might be interested.
Huh. What's that paper under the door? Must have gotten blown off the bench here. An envelope. Great, now what's going on?
Dear Dad, I don't remember much of what happened when I was really little. I can barely remember having pajamas with feeties. Except that one time, I said I was too big to have baby jammies and you cut the feeties off so I'd feel more grown up. But I do remember that every time it was really important, you were there for me. I remember the times we went for walks in the forest or you took me to the park. I remember the time Mom was sick
And you took me shopping for clothes, even though you felt stupid standing by yourself in the girls' department while I tried stuff on. And no matter how bad I'd mess up, you'd always forgive me and never stop loving me. I guess I don't think of those things as often as I should. Maybe that's why we fight sometimes. Anyway, Dad, I really do love you. And I'm proud to be your daughter. I'm really sorry I hurt your feelings. I need to stand apart from you sometimes, but like a great writer I know once said, I want to keep my heart close by. I love you, Stacy.
Stacy, you startled me.
Hi, Daddy.
Say, how did you find out about...
Mom showed me your letter. I thought you ought to get one, too.
Uh-huh. Stace, about that business with Linda, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Linda's kind of a flake anyway. She'll probably forget the whole thing by Monday.
Well, even so, I apologize.
Apology accepted.
You know, it's funny. I suddenly feel hungry.
Me too. We skipped dinner, remember?
Oh yeah.
Mom's got it all put away. We'll have leftovers all next week.
Oh, wonderful. Say, are there any restaurants around where none of your friends go?
Huh?
Someplace a father and daughter could go, say, in a greasy pickup truck and not get noticed.
I can't think of any place like that. I guess you'll just have to take me to Taylor's.
That new place?
Yeah, down near the mall.
You sure?
Are you hungry?
You got it. Hey, why don't we call Linda? Maybe she could drive us over
Daddy.
There.
Daddy!
Things certainly sounded differently in the family portrait days than they do now.
True, but the heart that still beats in Adventures in Odyssey was there from the beginning. And Katie Lee was there from almost the very beginning, too.
Let's hear from Katie about recording the letter all those years ago.
So, not long after I became a believer and a dedicated follower of Jesus, I was praying because I wanted to use my voiceover career for God. And I was listening to the daily Focus on the Family broadcast in my car when I heard a family portrait show. And I was surprised. I recognized Hal Smith's voice and I knew him. I'd been working with him. And I thought, wow, they're using professional actors. Maybe they could use me over there. And I happened to be in the same town where Focus was at the time. So I looked up the phone number. I drove over there, knocked on the door, told them that I was a voice actor, and gave Steve Harris and Phil Lawler my demo reel. And then they called me up not long after that and said they had a part for me. And that was the family portrait episode called The Letter. It was really great because it turned out the guy who, Alan Bergman, who played my dad in The Letter, also played Connie Kendall's dad in Adventures in Odyssey. Anyway, after we recorded that, Steve called and said, I'd done some other things over there. And then they said, we're working on this series and we have a part for you. It's going to be really great. And I thought, oh, okay, cool. You know, I love working at Focus. Anyway, I was waiting and waiting and waiting for this series to start. I actually became pregnant during that time. And my son was due in October. And July came. No, they're not ready yet. August, no, they're not ready yet. You know, I didn't know when this project, air quotes, would get off the ground. And finally, Steve Harris called one day. I answered the phone, and he said, "Hey, can you come in this week? We're ready to record." And I said, "I just had my baby, and he's only 6 days old. I really don't think I'm in the capable, or, you know, it's bad timing. I can't drive out to Pomona, which was like 60 miles from my house, and work. I just had a baby. I'm really sorry." And I felt so sad because I'd been waiting so long to do this show, and it meant so much to me. I didn't even know what it was, but I wanted to do it. And I told Steve, "You know what? You're just going to have to get somebody else. I'm sorry." And I felt like the biggest my ship had sailed without me. And about 6 weeks later, Steve called me back and said, "Hey, can you do it now?" And I infamously said to him, "Well, can I bring my baby?" And Steve said, "Well, this is Focus on the Family, so sure, bring your baby." And we all went out there and recorded Connie Comes to Town. And so that's how listening to a Focus on the Family daily broadcast led me to Family Portraits and led me to eventually playing Connie Kendall, who I've been playing for almost 35 years. Wow!
Thanks, Katie. And that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
And that's it for 2021. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Did you know that our 400th podcast is just a few weeks away?
And our 1,000th Odyssey episode is just a couple years away.
A lot to look forward to.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And a Happy New Year.